you say that's pretty harsh to say they're still in darkness, even though their doctrine may be true as far as God doing the saving. But does not the Lord command sinners to come to Christ? It's a command. It's not an invitation. I'm not saying that we need to beg people. That's not it. There's no begging in Scripture. But there's the command that we are to repent or perish. These are commands that we find in Scripture. There's a command to ask, to seek, and to knock. So if the Lord commands it, and one says, I don't need to, because God's the one that does the saving anyway, what is that but rebellion? Is that not hardness of the heart? In John chapter 5 and verse 40, our Lord dealt with these Pharisees who stood at a distance and would not believe and would not bow, even though he is the king and he's the God-man. And you can see what he says here as their condemnation in verse 40. Some people can argue, well, man in his sin cannot come. So why is he even commanded? Because God can only command sinners to repent. He can only command sinners to believe on his Son. You say, why don't they come? Well, verse 40, ye will not come to me that you might have life. There is a will problem, but it's not a free will. It's a will that's bound by rebellion. Notice, they called him master. That's a different word than capital L-O-R-D. Master was a term of respect that they gave to one another. It's like we have a master in education, a master of divinity, horrible title. But they called each other master. So don't think here, because they said master, that somehow they were giving him any kind of reverence. They were looking at him as their equal. Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly. Aren't you just anticipating the but? You ever had somebody introduce a subject? Well, I want you to know to begin with, we're on the same page, but you're waiting for that other shoe to fall. It's like, all right, why'd you even say the first part? Because we're not on the same page. But that's part of the pretense. Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither acceptest thou the person of any. They're stating this as if it's a good thing, but in reality, they're stating it out of hatred. That was their point of contention, that he did not in any way accept a person for any reason. So, what is for us a point of truth regarding Christ, that he does not look on persons either to accept or condemn them, but he does all that he does according to what the Father has purposed. To us, that's a joy. To them, it's a point of contention. It bothers them. Why? Because they did what they did out of respect for persons. When they walked by a lame man sitting out there in front of the temple, they had already drawn their conclusions. When they walked by a blind man, when they walked by a poor man, they had already drawn their conclusions that that person is the way they are because God has condemned them. And they might throw them a coin and then go run in and do their worship without ever realizing or acknowledging that that one, like Lazarus, that sat at the rich man's gate had truer riches than the rich man when it was all said and done, because he was Christ. But here, the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. That's what's sown in the heart. It's the Spirit of God taking the gospel and sowing it and planting it in the heart and causing that to grow. That gospel's pure. It's the revelation of Christ. That's what it is for Christ to be formed in you. There's too much mysticism where
people are thinking that there's this body inside me called Christ. How is Christ formed in you? What image of Christ do you have as a born-again sinner? Well, you have whatever image that this word reveals. And that's why our mind and heart is shaped by Christ as revealed in this word. And Peter says here, this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. So I don't know where anybody is. You know, I see people come and go, and sometimes I try to evaluate it and weigh it and draw some conclusions, but I dare not.